Armodoxy for today, listening with your heart. In our daily message about prayer, we define prayer as a conversation involving speaking as well as listening. The art of listening is not limited to a function of the ears. For instance, in the Lord's Prayer, the request to forgive our trespasses or sins is dependent on our ability to forgive others who trespass against us. The act of listening, in this case, requires that we contemplate our pattern of forgiveness. To listen means we reflect on those who have hurt us, trespassed against us, and ask ourselves sincerely if we have forgiven them. For the condition of forgiveness from God is dependent on our forgiveness of others. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Did we forgive them half of their debt? Then we can expect God to forgive half of our debt. In other words, by saying forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, we are responsible for our own reward or condemnation. By our own mouth, we write out our ticket of peace or a path of torment. In fact, so great is this condition that Jesus reiterates it at the conclusion of the Lord's Prayer. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 through 15, Jesus adds these verses to the Lord's Prayer. If you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sin, your Father will not forgive your sins. Listening is the act of introspection. God talks to us on a multitude of levels. Think of them as different frequencies or bandwidths. Don't expect to hear the thunderous voice of God if you first have not heard his soft whisper in your heart. It's a voice that says, look within, forgive, and move forward. Converse with God, and remember to listen, especially with your heart. I share with you the prayer of St. Narcissus Shnorhali from the 23rd hour. All merciful Lord, have mercy on your faithful, on those who are mine and on those who are strangers, on those whom I know and on those whom I know not, on the living and on the dead, and forgive all my enemies and those who hate me, the trespasses that they have committed against me. Turn them from the malice which they bear towards me, that they may be worthy of your mercy. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.